Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, a check on the text line. It was Charles Woodson. Yeah, I did the research. And then I, for some reason on my rundown, I put Desmond Howard. And I'm like, oh, Desmond Howard wasn't a defensive player. Why did I write that? Penny says to me, how do you get half a sack? Penny, I don't know what you're talking about. You got to elaborate on. It sounds like a funny inside joke. I'm not sure where you're going. Another texter says,
"You really don't know what she means."
What did I say though?
Sometimes you get like you get credit for 16 and a half sacks. A half sack means that two people sack someone at the same time.
Alonzo, my head is so far in the gutter. I thought she was talking about male anatomy there.
No.
I honestly do. How do you get half a sack?
It's not a solo sack. That means two people hit the quarterback at the same time, so they both get credit for it.
And
so
a lot of times it happens at different times. A lot of times you have one guy who kind of makes the quarterback stumble, and the other guy kind of cleans it up, and then they credit it that way. Now I know what you're talking about. Thanks for getting my head out of the gutter. Another texter says, where would be a good place to watch LSU-Alabama tomorrow? All the good sports grills in Spartanburg are closed. Is there a good place in Greenville? There's a fantastic place in Greenville. It's Hall of Fame Sports Grill on Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville. Now, I would be there at Hall of Fame for the game, except I've got to do the pre and post game for Clemson tomorrow. And this will be the second time, and I love what I do, and I don't want to make it seem like I'm complaining, but second time in 2 weeks, it's been hard because last week I'm covering Clemson-Wofford when Florida-Georgia's going on. And then this week I'll get to see some of this game because the Clemson game doesn't start till 7:30. But our pregame show will last from 2:30 until 4:30. I'll get home around 5:30, and I'll be missing probably the first half of LSU-Alabama. But if I could be here, you bet your bottom dollar I'd be at Hall of Fame Sports Grill in Greenville. Let's get to Steve, who's up next on the show. Steve, thanks so much for the call. You're offside, Steve. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? First-time caller.
I appreciate it.
I was chiming in. The Ohio defensive end, Ohio State, and who's going to be missing this week. And you're talking about the difference makers of Tua Tagovailoa on offense, him being missing on defense against Michigan and a Big Ten championship.
Steve, I'm so sorry, man. I'm so sorry. We got a bad connection with you, Steve. If you would be so kind as to call back, hopefully, are you there still, Steve? Yeah, we got a bad connection with Steve. So, Alonzo, let's drop that call. And Steve, if you want to call back after the interview, I'd be happy to get you on. We got to make sure the connection is better. I couldn't hear a word you were saying. All right. So, be that as it may, a lot of good stuff to come between now and the end of the show today. We got a lot of good stuff to come up coming up between now and the end of the show. Gator Neal is coming your way at 2:40. Kevin has won the right to host a show, and that's coming up at 2:55. And Lonzo, do we have a guest update?
Someone forgot about the Central Time.
It wasn't me.
Because he said that he thought that you meant 2 o'clock his time, which would be 3 o'clock, so he's free at 3. He's not free right now. So.
Yeah. Could you tell me what this says, Lonzo? Could you tell me what that says? Yeah. Whose fault is it, Lonzo?
It's not your fault.
It's not my fault. Right. It's not my fault. So Josh Lemoine, we will attempt to get him on then again at 3 p.m. That's why I always say when I'm talking to Central people, I always make sure I put the time zone in there so that they know what the heck's going on. In any case, now this segment has opened up, and if you were on the line and wanted to get in, you can do so at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. Obviously, very heavy on Alabama and LSU today. Chase Young has been ruled ineligible for Ohio State versus Maryland. Huge news on the show today as well. Had the chance to become the first defensive Heisman Trophy winner since Charles Woodson in 1997.
Did Chase Young not make money off of his likeness? Isn't that okay now? I guess since it happened before, now it's okay, since it happened last year and not this year.
No, but see, even that law in California is not going to go into effect for a number of years. So so Chase Young reportedly took a loan out from a quote-unquote family friend. The problem lies when a family friend, and realize, folks, you could say anyone is a family friend. Hey, I met this guy yesterday. He's a family friend.
By the way, I'm not defending him. This was stupid. He deserves to be suspended. It's dumb doing that. They know they're not supposed to do it. I know people get in dire straits, but you know you're not supposed to do it. You think you get away with it, and he didn't. He got caught. But in the end, when this rule is in effect, is this legal then?
I don't believe accepting money from an agent would ever be legal in the NCAA's guidelines. I don't believe that would ever be legal.
What if that agent works for a shoe company, or, you know, he's basically paying them to advertise, wink, wink, even though they never actually do a commercial?
Here is the problem with the entire law to begin with, Lonzo. Here's the problem. Like, how do you tie up all those loose ends? If you're going to allow some things, this is why I've been for the NCAA's policy. Because if you allow one thing, such as image and likeness, you allow impropriety to abound all throughout college football with really no way to police it. So is, you know, but in this case, Chase Young, I bet you Chase Young can name over 100 college football players who have accepted money from an agent, and he's the one who got caught. And he's got to be thinking, man, what did my dumbass do to be the one guy that got caught in this? And I'm not going to rat anybody out, but I bet you he can name 100 players who have done the same thing that he just did, and he's the one who got busted, and he's the one who got caught. And we've had John U. Bacon, New York Times bestselling author, on the program that said to me that out of the 65 Power 5 schools, he estimates only 10 to 15 of the 65 aren't cheating. So that means there's better than an 80% chance that a school you name is some way complicit in cheating throughout college athletics. And I'm not going to say Ryan Day had a say in this, but John U. Bacon did say that he finds it impossible to believe that the coaches at schools where this is happening don't know what's going on. Chase Young, quote unquote, accepted a loan. He says he has paid back said loan, and now he is ineligible. And the Jay Billises of the world are saying, oh, of course, Bill Self still gets to coach when they're investigating him. Why doesn't Chase Young get to play while they're investigating him? And the reason is that all of these wins would be vacated if Chase Young played as an ineligible player.
I have some breaking news.
Okay.
Andy Reid just had his press conference, and Patrick Mahomes will start this Sunday versus the Titans.
Okay. Okay. Go for it, Lonzo.
All right. Breaking news is brought to you by, or it's powered by Radio.com Sports, and brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz.
There you go. Breaking news here for you on the show. We thought Patrick Mahomes might be willing to play. Is that Patrick Mahomes or is that Katrick Meow Holmes? I have yet to confirm or deny reports that it's one or the other. Three big things kind of that we're covering on the show today. The first two are Alabama, LSU, and Chase Young. And, you know, guys, listen, you can disagree with me on this show, and I'm totally okay with that. And sometimes I think, you know, listeners get intimidated when the host is having a strong opinion about something that they differ with him on. I know because I've seen the results that two-thirds of you feel like college athletes should be paid. I'm in the one-third that feels otherwise. I realize that a majority of the United States of America feels as though weed, marijuana, should be legal. I had a horrible experience with marijuana in the last 6 years of my life, and it resulted in me not being able to see clearly for a period of multiple hours. It scared the hell out of me, and therefore I have a different opinion on legalizing weed. Over the course of my life, I have driven having had a beer or two. When I had this particular strand of marijuana some years ago, I couldn't even see. How could you drive if you couldn't even see? So, you know, I differ with the majority on a number of situations, but the paying college athletes argument reminds me of the marijuana argument, because those people trying to hold on to the laws are losing the battle, right? To the point where now when you prosecute someone for marijuana possession, people roll their eyes at it, saying, oh, don't worry, in a year or two, that'll be legal. Don't worry, Chase Young, you accepted money from an agent. In a year or two, that will be legal. But it's not legal right now. And Chase Young knows the damn rules. And did Chase Young really need to take out a loan? Is that just his excuse for this payment that he received from an NFL agent? You know, look, if you're a player of the caliber of Chase Young, you've got to realize that eyes are going to be on you, man. You've got to realize it. Just like if you've seen my social media accounts, being the number one sports radio show in South Carolina, you will see that there's people trying to tear me down. When you're number one, there's a target on your back. And, I, you know, if I'm affiliated with Chase Young, if I'm his head coach, if I'm Ryan Day, I'm saying to Chase Young in a meeting right now, how could you have been so stupid? How could you have been so stupid? You accepted money, and therefore you're putting our entire season up in jeopardy. And it's not just you, Chase Young. It's not just you. What if the entire season is now ineligible? What if we have to vacate everything we've accomplished this year? Because you couldn't wait until you declare for the NFL draft. You couldn't wait until April 2020 to start accepting payments. The free scholarship, the free meals, the free rent wasn't enough for you, Chase. And, you know, they've got an attorney. The attorney is trying to work warp speed, trying to get Chase Young back. Why? Because they play Penn State next weekend. And, you know, look, that matchup, Penn State versus Ohio State, is really leveled out if that guy's not playing. I mean, it's incredible. And I'm sorry if I'm not on the side of the player here, because many of you are on the side of the player. And if you are on the side of the player, you're free to chime in on the above. But I say shame on you, Chase Young. Oh, Mark Ryan, but he was doing what everybody's doing. You know the rules, man. You know, it's the same thing with weed. If you test positive in the NFL or college football for marijuana, even though it's no big deal to you and your boys, it's against the rules. All right? Every single company, I can't think of an example at this company, but every other company that I've ever worked for has dumb rules. And I've thought to myself, that's a dumb rule. I worked for a company in Tampa, Florida in 2015, where you had to stand up between 9:30 a.m. and 11 a.m., and you had to stand up between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. And you had to stand up during those hours. And I said to myself, I don't know if this is going to fly past HR. I don't know if they can enforce this. This is a really dumb rule. But if I wanted to have a good relationship with my boss, I had to honor that. It's the dumbest rule in the world.
Is that why you stand up at the same time every day during this show?
So yeah, Lonzo's bringing you behind the curtain here. I stand up every day for the top three at three.
At 3 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah. I stand up for the top three at three every day. And the reason for that is we are entering the final hour of the show. The 3 o'clock hour is our most listened to hour of the show. And whereas naturally my energy is winding down heading into the third hour of the show, I want to give myself a jolt. I want to make sure to start that third hour. we're coming out like a bowl of piss and vinegar.
So you're saying they had a good idea of making people stand.
Oh, it works. And that's why I do it, Lonzo.
Okay.
It works. Right. It works. It's kind of standing up is kind of like a cup of coffee to your brain. It really is. All right. Coming up next on the show, I'll tell you what. If they hire this guy, it would show just how far they've fallen. And I'll explain what I mean to you next. Right here on Offsides, it's ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A tweet coming in from Michael Stathakis. James Harden has a better load management strategy than these players that just take the whole game off. It can be hard for these guys to keep it up, and being on the road can leave them drained. Stats seem to swell in Milwaukee, but their release is off in Atlanta. Really interesting study. James Harden of the Houston Rockets, he plays better. He plays worse on the road for the Rockets in cities that have higher strip club ratings. And that's been the knock on him ever since he's been in the NBA, that he frequents strip clubs. So the better the strip clubs in the city, the worse his performance on the road. It's incredible. It's incredible. All right. thanks for the tweet, Michael. Always appreciate your fun play on words. You know, there's a name attached to Florida State that I can't believe right now. And still to come in this hour, I'm going to try to push Lonzo, Josh Lemoyne to 3:20 so we can do the top three at three right at 3 o'clock. Still to come in this hour, we have Neil Pappas with his lock of the week coming up at 2:40. Kevin, by way of the cat name of the week, in honor of the black cat on Monday Night Football, has earned the right to host the 2:55 segment. Coming up later in this hour, his winning name was Cam Neutered. Cam Neutered was the winning name. And he will be hosting at 2:55 today. And until now and then, you guys can chime in at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. You know, I think here's why I got confused on Penny's text, Lonzo. Do you see how she spelled it? Remember I was talking to you about that? What does she mean by that? I think that's why I was confused, okay? So anyway, Lonzo's in a mood today, ladies and gentlemen.
First of all, it is extremely hot in here, so the less you move, the better. And second of all, so you're saying that's how that's spelled normally? Which you were talking about, the piece of anatomy is spelled that
right,
way?
The piece of anatomy is spelled S-A-C.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's kind of the slang.
I don't make
the
it
slang
a habit to spell that out for any reason, so I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Thank you. I've learned something today.
Okay.
I'm not better for it, but I learned something.
Florida State, ladies and gentlemen, is looking at hiring Deion Sanders as its next head coach. He's emerged as a candidate, okay, which is unbelievable to me. NFL Network analyst and Hall of Famer Deion Sanders has emerged as a candidate for the Florida State head coaching job. sources tell me and Mike Garofalo, a fascinating situation that could unfold. The words of Ian Rappaport. Then Sports by Brooks elaborates further on that and says, Sports by Brooks has learned from multiple sources that Deion Sanders has been reaching out to possible assistant coaches as he looks to fill out a coaching staff. And then, of course, you have the Twitter comedians who are doing things like role-playing Deion's first practice as the head coach of Florida State, saying, hey, coach, what's the game plan for Clemson? Deion Sanders, y'all asked what my 40 time was? No, coach, Deion Sanders, 4.19, unofficial. You know, people having fun, people role-playing this, so on and so forth. Folks, we've all been in this position. It's an unenviable position, that position where you have to tell someone in your family that everybody likes that they can't sing. You know it, right? You've been in that. We've all been in that position before. Or that nobody liked the pot roast. I distinctly remember being at a party of my second fiance, and one of her best friends made Jell-O shots, and they came out with the consistency of like hockey pucks. And these things were as stiff and as rigid as could be, man. And then she kept asking during the party why no one was having her Jell-O shots. And I said to my ex-fiance at the time, because I'll die if I try to eat one of those things, man. I can't have one. No one wanted to be the person. No one wanted to be the one. No one wants to be the one to tell Deion Sanders, because he's beloved in Tallahassee, that in no way, shape, or form is he qualified to be the head coach. And someone of Deion Sanders' stature doesn't want to pay his dues. If you want to become the head coach, a la Willie Taggart, you got to coach at Samford first. You got to coach at USF first. You haven't earned the right to be the head coach.
How come this only matters in football? Because in basketball and the NBA, you see Larry Bird be a coach.
How did he do?
I think he did all right.
No, not really.
Of course he did. I mean, you've seen other coaches, other players do fairly well. I'm just saying, how come they're not making as big of a deal about someone like that coming off the court and being a coach? Why is football different?
I'll tell you why. In the NBA, you are managing 12 to 15 professional men. In college football, you're managing 120 children with no experience in doing so whatsoever. In the NBA, you can look at a Steve Kerr and say he was a real smart player. I bet he'd be a great head coach. You can look at Avery Johnson and you can say that. But in football, because of the complexity also of the game, you're an assistant coach and you work your way up over a number of years. Right, Patrick Ewing was an assistant coach for 18 years before Georgetown hired him as their head coach. Folks, if Florida State actually hires Deion Sanders as its next head coach, it would highlight as boldly as possible just how far that program has fallen. It would show they've become a quote-unquote learn-on-the-job program, and it would show they've become a program of experimentation. Didn't you think Florida State was above that? Hey, let's just throw Deion Sanders against the wall and see what sticks. I bet you Deion Sanders can recruit, right?
Has Shiloh entered the transfer portal yet?
Shiloh Sanders.
I'm just curious, because that might be a sure sign that he's on the edge of getting hired for Florida State.
Yeah, Chris Marshall tweets in, Larry Bird took the Pacers deep into the playoffs as a head coach. I do remember that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do remember that. But I think it's different sports and no coaching experience whatsoever. And Deion Sanders not wanting to pay his dues. Deion Sanders is a bit of a prima donna, a bit of a bon vivant, which is one who enjoys the finer things in life. I can't see Deion Sanders coaching at Prairie View A&M. You know what I mean? I can't see that happening. I can't see Deion Sanders rolling up at the Citadel.
No one saw Michael Jordan playing for the baseball team that he played for either. I mean, maybe Deion would go down. It is weird that his name comes up and you've never heard him being considered for any other job. That is kind of strange.
It is so odd. Texter says, I've been an FSU fan for 30 years. The Deion Sanders possible coaching candidacy may be the worst idea I've ever heard in my life. Hire Mike Norvell. You know what? You remember when the U back in the late 80s and early 90s was totally unruly? You like the 30 for 30 on the U? I think if Deion Sanders was Florida State, it was the coach at Florida State, I think it would look a lot like that. I think they'd lead the league and lead the NCAA in personal foul penalties. I think they would lead the NCAA in impropriety in players being paid. I think he might get every five-star that's out there in Florida. I think he might.
See, I don't think Deion's that guy anymore. I don't. I mean, he's a Christian now. He's into a lot of different stuff. I just don't think he's that guy. And, yes, I am a Deion fan. Do I think it's the right move? There are guys that are on the street right now who could probably coach better than the last guy there.
Lonzo, Deion Sanders is one of those guys who claims to be a Christian, but you look at some of the things he's done. He told his landscaping service that God told him not to pay them. Okay? Now, you know, Lonzo, part of, you know, and I'm not here to give you a lesson on Christianity, but one of the big lessons of it is to do unto others, right? I'm sorry, but God's never told me not to pay my landscapers. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's because you live in an apartment.
It is what it is. I do live in an apartment, and I realize that my rent money does help to pay the landscapers that are out there.
Because if God tells you that, it's probably not God since you live in an apartment.
It's correct. Correct. So there you go. I don't know. I think those people at Florida State, they all love him. He's adored. He's a legend there. And so it's been funny to me to kind of watch this develop on social media today.
But what if Deion is able to do what Davo's done? Have we seen a list of the assistant coaches that he's contacted? Maybe he knows what he's doing as far as bringing in the right guys.
I can't disprove that Deion Sanders would be a great head coach. I can't disprove that. I don't know. But if you're Florida State, you don't take your card from the chance pile on the Monopoly board game. You take your card from the community chest pile on the Monopoly board game.
Let me just throw this out there.
They don't draw from the chance card.
It would seem that, you know, you don't like this team. I don't know why you don't like this team. Maybe you're afraid that he would do well there. Possibly. Maybe deep down that you're thinking, you know, maybe if Deion comes in and does well, then Florida might be in trouble.
Lonzo, listen to me. Read my lips. I hope they give him a 20-year deal, because the odds that Deion Sanders is going to come in there and give that team what it needs, which is a heavy dose of discipline, which is kicking off the team really talented players who are bad apples, the odds that Deion Sanders will go in there and do that, Mr. God told me not to pay my landscapers, is slim to none. Slim to none, man. I'm sorry. Don't believe it. Don't believe it at all. All right. Coming up next on the show, he's earned the right to come back. Ladies and gentlemen, per Michael Stathakis, he really enjoys Neil Pappas' segments. Quote, I'll enjoy hearing him the week after next. Will Neil make it three correct picks in a row? Neil Pappas with his lock of the week next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Awaiting the phone call of Neil Pappas, exactly 20 minutes ago, I received the following text. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think? What is the efficacy of this text? What is the legitimacy here? Would you allow an installation of a small sticker decal on the exterior surface of your car for a short-term advertisement and you get paid $500 per week? What do you think, Lonzo? If you're interested, kindly reply yes.
No.
If not, say no. A small sticker on my car for $500 per week.
Is it a Gamecock sticker?
It says it's from Ava Miller. Ava Miller sure seems like a nice lady making these offers to me. She really seems very friendly and kind and nice. She really does. But what do you think? Yay or nay?
That sounds like payola or plugola or something. Unless it goes through the channels of downstairs, I would say no.
Yeah, no. The answer is obviously no. But I'm more interested in if people would buy the legitimacy of this. Because I just got this text 10 minutes ago. I'm not going to do it, Lonzo. Don't worry. But I do find it interesting nonetheless. I really, really do. All right, 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Presently getting stood up by Gator Neil. Neil Papadopoulos is not calling in for his segment at the proper time. Hopefully Kevin is ready to go at 2:55 because we have a customized introduction for him, don't we, Lonzo? We have a customized introduction for Kevin coming your way at 2:55 this afternoon. South Carolina has Appalachian State coming up this weekend. And Appalachian State, there is no dispute here in any way, shape, or form that Appalachian State is playing for the undisputed championship of the Carolinas. I know Wake Forest exists and North Carolina is very mediocre. North Carolina State is very mediocre and they exist. But if you're Appalachian State and you've already beaten North Carolina and then you beat South Carolina, first of all, what a schedule if you're Appalachian State to get to play both of the big dogs in your state and also the neighboring state. If you win that particular game, you are the champion of the Carolinas. Period. End of story. Thanks for playing. And Appalachian State is only a 5-point underdog in this game at South Carolina. And, you know, I was thinking about this game a little bit earlier this week, and I was thinking about kind of Will Muschamp's role in this game. And Will Muschamp to me, and tell me if you follow this analogy, ladies and gentlemen, Will Muschamp to me is the chef who's figured out a lot of the puzzle for making 5-star meals. He's gotten all the best ingredients. He knows the lighting required to produce the best rosemary. He's got the herb garden going. He's got the fresh tomatoes and he's got everything and he's put the plan in place to make the freshest ingredients to put together a 5-star meal. He just doesn't know how to put it all together. You know, you listen to Will Muschamp speak and he sounds very intelligent. I loved what he said earlier this week about Deshaun Fenwick. And Deshaun Fenwick, you know, came to him and wanted to transfer because he was fourth or fifth on the depth chart. And then, lo and behold, Deshaun Fenwick got 18 carries in the last game and did very well with him. And Will Muschamp used that as a lesson to society. Kids today, hey, man, when things don't go their way, they take their ball and they go home. I thought that was one of Will Muschamp's best moments as a head coach, if I'm honest with you. That exchange with a media reporter, the fact that he highlighted Deshaun Fenwick up in front of the rest of the team. And then, you know, you hear Will Muschamp speak. You hear what his players think of him. You hear what parents think of Will Muschamp. Parents love him. Their son has a great father figure in Columbia, South Carolina. They trust Will Muschamp with the care of their son. Will Muschamp loves their son. You hear Will Muschamp talk X's and O's, and it's very, very clear that he knows what he's doing and he knows what he's talking about. And when, you know, when South Carolina isn't doing something correctly, he's got it pinpointed. He knows what's going on. I thought another good moment for South Carolina this year was in his halftime interview of the Kentucky game. He said, based on the way that Kentucky was lining up defensively, they needed to run the ball to the left to start the second half. Their first play was a run to the left that went for a touchdown. You know, so Will Muschamp is the chef that knows that he needs to get all the right ingredients and seems to present a front that he knows what he's doing. But for one reason or another, he just has never and can never put it all together. Saturday's game versus Appalachian State is a match. It will match a coach we have no questions about, Aliyah Drinkwitz, versus one about whom questions still remain. Aliyah Drinkwitz, you know, North Carolina State has fallen off the map without him calling plays for their offense. Appalachian State has maintained their high level of play that they had after Scott Satterfield with Aliyah Drinkwitz. There's no question about Aliyah Drinkwitz's pedigree, about his mustard for the position. We do have that question about Will Muschamp. Joining us right now is Neil Pappas for his Lock of the Week. Neil, need you to call about 5 minutes earlier for this segment each week, buddy, and I'm saying that counting that you're going to be right again this week, all right?
Yeah, man, I'm sorry. What happened was I actually broke my phone, and I didn't have your number saved on here, and so I had to start looking it up and stuff, and it kind of messed me up. I apologize.
You got it. All right, man, what's up?
Nah, not much. Are you ready to talk about the big games, or you just want to go straight to the pick?
Well, I would like to get your pick first to ensure that we have the time to get that. And then if you have any thoughts on the other big games, we can get to those as well. But I do want to mention to you, you did tell me last week that Kansas was going to beat Kansas State outright and that I had made a very bad bet on that. And I believe the score on that game was 38-10 Kansas State.
You going to bring that up now after I also told you Florida was going to lose by more than a point spread, Mark? That's messed up, man.
You said Florida was going to get blown out last week.
Well, they kind of did. I mean, they scored late, but I mean, let's be honest. Yeah. They got manhandled at the line of scrimmage.
You were right on that one, Neil. What pick do you got for us this week?
All right, so the pick of the week is going to be La Tech, Louisiana Tech, -5.5, playing North Texas at home. I think they win by 2 touchdowns or more. And then the other couple big games, I think the Alabama and LSU game, I know that everybody's going to start to – everybody's on the under. And I understand that this has always been a low-scoring game. If Tua Tagovailoa is healthy, this is going to be two teams that's going to score 40 points each plus because neither team can stop the other. These defenses are not what they were a couple of years ago, and the offenses are explosive. I could see both teams in the high 40s, not just the low 40s. I'm talking where they're going to score big time.
The over-under on that 63, so you're saying over easy on that one.
I think, matter of fact, on my write-up, I have the final score being, off the top of my head, I think I have the final score being 48-44. I think it goes over very easily if Tua is healthy. You're going to be able to tell if he's healthy in the first series, obviously. Trap game of the week, Mark, is them boys that I know your other buddy, Colin Wilson, I think his name is. He's an Arkansas fan.
Yeah.
Western Kentucky is going to go to Arkansas and to Fayetteville, and they're going to probably win that game by 2 touchdowns. Trap game of the week. Everybody's on the home team. They're only favored by 1 point. Why? Because Western Kentucky has the better quarterback. Mississippi is going to be on their third stringer, which I think is Jerry Jones' grandson, I believe. And Western Kentucky has a better quarterback, and they also have the better defense, way better defense. And they're going to go into Arkansas. They're going to beat the Hogs. So any other big games you want to talk about, Mark?
So your lock of the week, though, the one that you feel the best about, is Louisiana Tech, La Tech, -5.5 over North Texas, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got you.
I was torn between that and the under on the TCU game. The Baylor's coming to town. TCU's probably not going to have their starting quarterback and their second string. Baylor's going to be happy to win something like 20-10. I think that's an easy under, but I was torn between those two. But, yeah, the lock of the week is Louisiana Tech. What were you going to ask him?
No, Baylor-TCU is a tricky one, man. There's no doubt about that. How about Penn State and Minnesota? Penn State minus 6.5. The line tells you that they're trying to get you to take Penn State because the Penn State fan will say, oh, all we got to do is win by 7. But, you know, the 6.5 doesn't always hit. Penn State's got significantly more talent, but Minnesota, P.J. Fleck, one of the most well-coached teams in the nation.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, when everybody was talking about Tom Herman and then going back in the day, P.J. Fleck was the one guy I liked. I didn't like Tom Herman. I think P.J. Fleck is one of the top 10 probably motivators in all of college football. I think he's right there with Dabo. The guy just knows how to get guys to play for him. Last week, I told you I thought Southern Cal was going to knock Oregon off and knock them out of the national championship. They were rolling until they started turning the ball over. I mean, they were rolling Oregon, and then they started turning the ball over.
They
the
got
momentum
rolled.
Changed.
They got rolled. Now.
If Minnesota does not turn the ball over, they are going to be the ones coming out of this game undefeated. I know Penn State's defense is electric. Minnesota's at home. They haven't had this in many, many years. They are going to pack that stadium out. That place is going to be electric. It's going to be loud. Minnesota's defense is very underrated. If you go throughout all the stats, that's the one team that nobody, and I know they haven't played anybody, but their stats don't lie. They have played really well on that side of the ball. It is going to be low scoring. That favors the home team, and it also favors the better running team, which I think is Minnesota. I think Minnesota beats Penn State straight up. I do not like James Franklin. I never have. That dude is so unlikable. I just don't know what it is about that guy. I would like to smack him, to be honest.
Oh,
every time every time he talks, I just get annoyed. I have to turn the TV down. So,
all right. Hey,
any other games, Mark?
No. We got to run, bud. Thank you very much. Let's make it 3 in a row. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Neil.
Make it 4 in a row, Mark. It's already 3 in a row, sir.
It's 3 in a row already? So you're 3-3?
Three in a row, sir, yes.
You're 3-3 now.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's make it 4 in a row. Let's do this.
Absolutely.
All right. La Tech over North Texas minus 5.5 points. We do not want to cut into Kevin's time because Kevin has earned the right to host the next segment of this show. I'm stepping aside. I'm no longer the host. It is Offsides with Kevin right after this, right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, welcome upstate South Carolina. Great to be here live with you. This is Kevin. I'm airing from the 12th fairway of a golf course in downtown Anderson, South Carolina. So if you hear a birdie fly by, that's a man playing better than me. But first of all, let's start this show out with a shout-out for the Gamecock women's soccer team. They took down Vanderbilt last night. They're in the finals of the SEC Championship Tournament against Arkansas, and we're going to wish them the best of luck. Speaking of Carolina, they got a big game this weekend with Appalachian State. They're a 5-point favorite. I will tell you to take the Gamecocks and give up that measly 5 points. Georgia Southern put it on App State in their own stadium last week, and I think we've got something for them between the trenches. And let's talk about another great Gamecock, Brian Edwards. He is set to become the all-time leading receiver in receptions, yardage, and touchdowns this weekend. You don't want to miss this, folks. Watch history get set by a current Gamecock. He did play 4 years at Carolina. Most of the guys in front of him have been there for 3, but we're going to applaud him for getting his degree and sticking with us through all that time. And with that being said, let's talk about Clemson for a minute. Wow, what a lackluster schedule these guys play. Can somebody please get Dabo Swinney to book three D1s in the same year and quit crying about playing Notre Dame and two Southeast Conference teams? South Carolina is one of those SEC teams year in and year out, but we're middle of the pack. Let's see him put some Alabama, some Georgia, some Tennessee. Let's see him up the schedule a little bit, and that's why they're ranked number 5 in the bowl process right now and not number 1. Let's talk about Cam Newton. Let's talk about Cam. The reason I'm on this show today is because I came up with the name Cam Neutered in honor of the black cat that ran across the field on Monday Night Football at New York Giants Stadium, which this cat has not been caught yet. He is still loose inside of that stadium. They are actually bringing in a special trapping team to try and catch this cat in a humane way and relocate him or adopt him out to a new family. Cam Newton, we wish you the best of luck when they trade you to the Cleveland Browns. We need draft picks. We're going to sign Ed McCaffrey to a long-term contract. He's the face of this franchise now. Shaq Thompson needs to be re-signed.
Kevin, hold on. We will let you complete your call right after this on Offsides ESPN Upstate.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.